Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Drago. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Crosby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Benitez reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. It's 1-0, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Spikes steals second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is called out on strikes. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive towards third. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to home to get Burleson. Harper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gamble out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver is walked intentionally. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Beníquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy bunts towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. Crosby moves to second. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crosby moves to third. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble is walked intentionally. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Beníquez. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Crosby scores. Gamble moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Benikez. Crosby reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Benikez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benikez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Benikez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gamble hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Evans strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cleveland. Spikes moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 3 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Broemer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a line drive into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Doug Griffin. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.